Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. When the games are on, this is where you can talk about them. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show with the Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, welcome into the DraftKings Over-Under Show. The Bankroll Boys, I'm Joe Murray. Dan Lifshatz is here. We got a huge slate of games today. They begin at 11 a.m. And, of course, the week one of the NFL is this week. So we are going to get right into it today with some 11 a.m. games, Dan.
Early starts today, early starts.
Your team, Illinois, who started the season with a win over Nebraska. They lose last week. In perfect fade fashion, they go to Virginia today. Virginia 1-0 on the season. Virginia has won 9 straight non-conference games at home, which is something to look at, which is probably why they are double-digit favorites in this one. Now, granted, they played William & Mary week one and won 43-0. So, you know, their running game is something that's good. But to me, like, I feel like non-conference situation, this does favor Virginia today, and I'll see if there's any trends that go that way. But, you know, I don't love 11 a.m., 10.5 off the bat. But, you know, when we look at this game, I don't know why, but, and I'm looking at the total here now, this is one of those early morning games where I see a 56. And I see a strong running game on both sides, like a running type game, which I don't know if it leans towards the under or not.
All I know is that the ACC last week was horrendous, and I've been telling you that the ACC is the worst Power 5 conference, and it isn't very close. I think last week proved that out in spades. You know, the ACC in general just was not good last week. Now, Illinois coming off their victory against Nebraska, which, again, if you look at all the stats, didn't exactly bode super well for them. They get beat outright by UTSA. I was on UTSA. You liked UTSA as well. We kind of talked about that. I don't know. I thought that, you know, that was the right side. I think Illinois, it was apparently supposed to get Brandon Peters back this week. Get their running back Brown back as well. The line opened 13, which was the opener. Got bet down quickly to 10. It's now up to 10.5, which I'm kind of surprised about. I think above 10.5, Illinois is the right side.
Agree.
In my opinion. I think that's just too many points with Virginia there. And I do like Virginia, but again, I downgrade them right now because the ACC was not good last week. We saw it really across the college football landscape. You saw what Clemson did offensively against Georgia. Georgia, you know, JT Daniels, by the way, out today probably with an oblique. So we'll find out there. But I think Illinois, even though I hate them and they effing stink, I think they're the right side today. It's 10.5. I'm not going to PP it, but I do think that's the right side in that one. I got no feel for the total.
Virginia has gone over the 30-point mark in 6 of their last 7 home games. Granted, that had a lot to do with last season, too. But when they are home, they are front runners. They're a better home team. So that's something to keep in mind there. And Virginia has Brennan Armstrong back. Their quarterback there, he's been okay. I mean, he hasn't been great.
I mean, he's pretty good. I like Brennan Armstrong. When he's healthy, he plays very well. But nonetheless, it doesn't change the fact that the level of competition they're playing is, significantly lower than what it should be. And Brett Bielema's Illinois team, despite the loss to UTSA, which I thought was really a very good spot to fade Illinois coming off a big conference victory week zero, I do think that this is going to be a game that they actually care about, because this is the type of game that, gets them bigger bowl consideration if they win against a good Virginia team on the road. So, and this is not Lovie Smith's, Illinois team. This is Brett Bielema, a little bit different, obviously a better coach. I do think Illinois covers the 10.5.
11:30, Western Kentucky at Army. Army's at home today. 2-1-0 teams. Actually, kind of a pretty good game here for those who, love these small conference games. But Army, they won week one. The offense will always run the ball. We know that when it comes to the Black Knights, who, very well so far in week one this year. And, what I remember from Western Kentucky, I remember watching them, I don't know if it was earlier this year or whatnot, but this is one of these 11:30 games that there might be some value in the line here. So right now Army is a 6-point favorite, Dan.
Yeah. Army was fantastic last week against Georgia State. I told you last week it was one of the harder games for me to decipher. It wasn't hard for Army. They dominated that game. Georgia State was never in that game from the get-go. Army dominated it, and honestly, they were the more physical team. I didn't watch a ton of that game, but they were more physical. They dominated the point of attack when I did watch. It was a butt whooping. It wasn't close. It was real bad in that game. Cornelius Brown IV is supposed to be really good.
Yeah, Georgia State, dude.
Yeah, Georgia State is supposed to be up this year. Nope. I mean, that game was not close. So you got to give props to Army there.
In Western Kentucky, their quarterback went off.
Bailey Zappa, seven touchdowns, 28-35, 424, and 7 touchdowns. Again, Bailey Zappa's the transfer from Houston Baptist. They're kind of, they brought some people over from that side. Now the defense did give up 21 to UT Martin, who is not a good FCS school. That being said, anytime you put up 60 points, essentially, you're obviously have a great offense and good offense today. I wonder what the level of competition is going to be going from UT Martin to Army, because obviously we saw what Army did last week. I expect Western Kentucky to struggle a little bit more offensively, but defensively is where I'm really concerned about them. 21 to a UT Martin team, including 14 the first half. Now they got better in the second half, but still, I think Army's going to be able to score on them today. Mm. I actually look at the total more than
I lean over.
Yeah, I do too. I lean over in this game, but this is a game I'm probably going to stay away from. But if you're making me choose something, I think I'd rather play the total than the spread.
This is under the radar game. I know people will watch Illinois here, but Zappa, this kid's been pretty good.
He's been really good. Again, transfer from Houston Baptist. We talked about him last year and his talent. The other 11:30 game, Joe, we can quickly talk about it. VMI Kent State, which is in Kent State. Kent State coming off the Texas A&M game. And they have another tough game next week when they play Iowa on the road Saturday. In my opinion, VMI is one of the better FCS schools, and I'm surprised that this is 17.5. PP, give me VMI plus 17.5. And honestly,
Kent State was so disappointing last week.
Honestly, right? I think there's a chance that they beat Kent State on the money line, because I think Kent State is not only looking ahead to next week's game, on the road at Iowa, which is a huge game for them. Of course, VMI, FCS school, we've seen a lot of these Division I schools not take these FCS schools seriously. Can't say the same for Utah State last night, who I was expecting to potentially lose that game outright. They were awesome. Dominated North Dakota, who I was wrong about. But, just in general, week one, how many FCS schools do we see upset FBS schools? I'm just saying, be on the lookout. I think VMI covers that number.
Yeah, VMI, for those who know, they beat Davidson. They scored 45 points on them in their last game. Now, granted, I'm not going to be really down on Kent State after losing to Texas A&M, who's like, what, one of the top 10-5 teams in the country there?
Yep.
So I can't really get on them, but I will tell you this. Looked up a couple of trends on this one. Ooh, total 69.5. Right on the number. I was going to say that's a the over in Kent State in this spot. 5-0 after giving up over 400 yards passing. They're after a loss, they're 4-1 against the spread. The over is, excuse me. And they're 7-3 just the last 10 games overall over. I feel like this would be an over spot with both teams scoring, but I hate the number 69.5, so I'm not touching it.
Yeah, again, VMI went 6-1 in conference play during spring ball, wins against Furman, Western Carolina, Mercer, Samford, Wofford, and Citadel, who obviously just played Coastal last week. They did lose to Eastern Tennessee State and then lost to James Madison. He was the number one ranked team in the FCS playoffs. Obviously, JMU got to the finals there and ended up losing, but or not to the final, semifinals, excuse me. But, you know, again, nonetheless, this VMI team should be pretty good. I think Kent State is in a sandwich spot where they face a really good Texas A&M team, and now they pretty much have to turn around and prep for an Iowa team, and they may very well overlook this VMI team in that, you know, in that scenario. So I'm going VMI.
All right, and quickly, before we get to the break here, there's a bunch of noon games today that have big schools versus small schools, starting with the Auburn, 49.5 points. I know they blew out. I mean, they must have been happy with Gus Malzahn gone. Alabama State, know nothing about them, Dan. I don't know if they'll drop 50 on a school in their state. I don't know if they'll do that. I have nothing to indicate. I have nothing to add to this. Although the total is 60.
Yeah, I don't know Alabama State well enough. They barely beat Miles. They beat them 14-13 in overtime last week. In the FCS last year, they did have a win against Jackson State, Mississippi Valley State. And they had a win versus Alcorn State, who forfeited that game. I guess they didn't have enough players to play COVID. Yeah. But when they lost to Southern, they lost to South Carolina State, they lost to Alabama A&M. I don't know enough about this team.
Yeah, done.
I'd probably say Auburn, but yeah. I don't know what they're going to do to someone in their own state.
Wake Forest, it can drop 40 on you in no time. They play Norfolk State, totals 58. Again, I don't know much about Norfolk State, but these are the kind of games that I look at and say, like, Wake could score 60 if they wanted to today. It's just, do they give up 2 touchdowns? You know what I mean? So I don't have much on that one. And the other one, well, there's 2 more. Kennesaw State versus Georgia Tech. I believe, isn't that where Rich went? Both of those? I don't know why. I feel like he went to. But Georgia Tech off a loss from last week.
Yep.
So they need that win. And it's 18 points, which seems kind of low to me.
I'm gonna PP this one as well. Give me Kennesaw State plus 18. Whoa. Yeah, another good FCS team that is, you know, probably on the road, not getting a ton of respect. Georgia Tech off a loss, and who are they facing next week? Oh, they just have to make a small little trip over to Clemson. You know, just a big time look ahead game for which, by the way, has ACC implications, meaning that, regardless, you know, Georgia Tech wants to win this game, obviously, for bowl implications, especially losing, you know, starting off 0-1. But nonetheless, the fact is that Kennesaw State, a good FCS team, should be able to keep it within 3 touchdowns against GT. I like the number. It actually opened at 16.5. So now it's up to 18 now. By the way, Wake Forest on the road, hosting Florida State next week, and Auburn travels to Penn State. So it does feel like, again, a lot of these FCS schools, Alabama State 49.5, you're going to see a lot of people lay that number with Auburn. I think there's a chance that they end up covering that. And again, Wake Forest 43 with Norfolk, they're looking ahead too. So I just wonder how these will play out. Final 12 o'clock games here, Joe. Youngstown State, Michigan State, Youngstown.
Youngstown was bad last year, man.
This game opened 20.5, got moved real quick. I still lean Michigan State at the 26.
Yeah, dude,
I'm not going to touch it.
I had Michigan State. I didn't know that the running back from Wake Forest was going to be, you know, a four-touchdown guy and change their whole entire offense. But
I will say, though, you know, the knock against Michigan State, they're on the road to Miami next week. So are they looking at pass, you know, this again? There's a lot of these potential look-ahead with these FCS schools. By the way, also Indiana State, plus 28.5 at Northwestern. Who, again, another potential look-ahead spot here with Duke. That's a game that, you know, Northwestern has to win to go bowling. So, you know, another game that Northwestern, is, by the way, is horrible.
They are bad. They're down. They lost everybody. Their Michigan, big tackle Slater's gone.
Gone.
They're not the team. I don't know if they're going to win it again this year.
And losing the 17 to Michigan State, I honestly felt like that was a misleading score. I felt like Michigan State should have probably beaten them by 25-30. Yeah, it was bad.
All right, coming up next, we got the big Oregon-Ohio State game and some other good noon games today. Pittsburgh, Tennessee is one of them. How about South Carolina after their big win last week as well? And then we start getting into the 1 o'clock slate, and then there's another big game today, 4:30, Iowa State. We'll have picks on that. Dan's already given out PPs, and the phone number here is 617-779-0985. We're trying to get in every game today, including the NFL tomorrow. It's the DraftKings Over-Under Show.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, back here at DraftKings Over Under Show. I'm Joe Murray. Dan Lifschitz is here. We're going to discuss every game today if it comes down to it. I don't care if we have to bleed it in a little bit later. We will do that.
Okay.
Do we take Dan in the car right now to talk about the Oregon
Absolutely.
Game?
Absolutely. Bring him up.
Tom, if you can pot him up, I don't have my phone screener on right now. We got Dan in the car, who is a Oregon Ducks fan.
Oh, boy. I am wearing my Oregon hat, my Oregon sweatshirt. Hey, Dan, what size jersey shall I get you?
I believe extra small, so you can give it to your child eventually, because you're going to... Buddy, it's a 14.5-point spread. After last week in Anthony Brown, do you really think your Oregon Ducks are going to beat my Buckeyes? Come on.
Listen, last week, Kayvon Thibodeau suffered an injury, okay? It was very smoky in Austin, which played a huge factor, okay? I tell you all the time, I don't bet my Oregon Ducks. I don't. I can't. It's too frustrating. I never cover, you know. But anyways, the main reason I called today, besides that, Tulsa, Oklahoma State. Now, the line is 12.5. The over-under is 51. Dan, I know how much you love trends. Tulsa is 6-1 against the spread the last 7. Oklahoma State is 5-0, both against the spread and straight up against Tulsa. Tulsa's looking ahead to Ohio State. They both have tough look-aheads.
Yep.
Oklahoma State's looking to Boise.
Yep.
The only thing that's concerning Oklahoma State barely squeaked by Missouri State. And, you know, I don't even want to talk about what Tulsa looked like last week. I do see this game going over that total and Tulsa covering 12.5.
Yes.
I'm not real. I do not like either one of the quarterbacks. They're not too impressive.
Well, Spencer Sanders is out today. No Spencer Sanders for Oklahoma State. Apparently, Tulsa's quarterback looked horrible last week, and again, they lose outright to UC Davis, who we were on, Joe.
They ran the ball well, though, Tulsa.
That being said, Dan, let me get your thoughts. Does Oregon cover the 14.5 today against the Buckeyes? Because that is going to be the game.
Absolutely. Noah Sewell's in. Mace Boone is in. Kayvon Thibodeau's back in. That defensive line, just make sure you're ready.
Is Kayvon Thibodeau playing today?
He's back healthy.
Well, he got hurt last week. He was in a walking.
He's playing today?
He's not. He's cleared. He's not on any injury report. He's good to go.
Okay. All right,
Dan. Thanks for the call, buddy. I got a PP for you. Let's go under 51 Tulsa, Oklahoma State.
There we go.
Again, backup quarterbacks, running game. Oklahoma State did not look good last week, despite a win. Tulsa obviously didn't look good. They ran well, but it's going to be a sludge factory, if anyone knows that reference.
Yeah, and not to mention last year, by the way, apparently Spencer Sanders is playing today.
Oh, wow.
So I guess he is
whatever.
Playing today.
It's going to be a slow game.
Which I did not see that news yesterday. Apparently he is out of COVID protocol. I believe that's some news I did not know. Nonetheless, I still like Tulsa in the spot here. Look, Oklahoma State is going to run the football. They obviously were not good last week. But when they played Tulsa last year, this game was 7-16. And Oklahoma State won the game, but it was a lot closer. Tulsa had a touchdown callback, a field goal that was scored that then called back. This game could have been, I mean, honestly, Tulsa could have outright won the game last year. So, you know, I still feel good about Tulsa. They were terrible, terrible versus UC Davis. They definitely overlooked a good FCS team. Like, a bunch of these good FCS teams are being overlooked for, you know, good FBS teams. So I feel like that's exactly what Tulsa did. Now, Tulsa has a really tough look at Oklahoma State does too. So, you know, but I think that Tulsa's the type of team that Tulsa can't exactly overlook Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State, I don't know if they can overlook Tulsa, but at least there's a little bit more credence there. So I think that's possible. Joe, in regards to Oregon, Ohio State, regardless of Kayvon Thibodeau's playing status, because if he is playing, he's not playing at 100%, okay? He has a high ankle sprain. If he is playing, there's no way that he's going to be near the guy that he was last week. What are your thoughts on this Oregon Ohio State game? Because I think that's what the people want to hear.
I like Ohio State to win the game. They've 9 meetings. They've beat them. Obviously, we know about the national championship way back when.
Yep.
The line's 14.5 at some places. Whenever Ohio State scores 35 points or more, they win. Generally, they cover. I think they can get there today. And I think they're going to make Anthony Brown look bad. So give me Ohio State minus the 14 or 14.5.
14.5.
That little hook there, huh?
What are we doing? Are we PPing this or no?
I want to do Ohio State in the over is what I want to do. So give me Ohio State 14.5. And what do we have for over? 63?
Yep, 63. So, yeah, if Tom, if you wouldn't mind, a little
double PP.
There you go.
Wrap it up, baby. Put it in the parlay. Kidding.
There you go.
Put it in the parlay.
Okay, so right now, Ohio State, definitely the sharp side. 56% of the bet, 76% of the money.
It's Anthony Brown. I can't trust that guy.
I will say that the total has gone from 62.5 to 63.5, excuse me.
See, I think Ohio State will give up points.
I do too.
But they'll just get him back. You know,
defensively, Ohio State is not is nowhere near where they were last year. They still have a lot of rotational guys, a lot of guys rotating in and out. Like you saw last week against Minnesota, there was very little consistency on their fronts, very little consistency on the starters. The snaps were all over the place for them defensively. But eventually they sort of figured it out, especially in the second half. I feel like that will be a very similar case in what they want to do this week against Oregon. Anthony Brown was not good passing the football at Fresno, and if Fresno doesn't fumble inside their own, was it 30, two times to start that game last week and go down 14-0, they win that game against Oregon outright, who was absolutely looking ahead. By the way, that is by far my biggest regret last week, is not playing Fresno, because we talked about that and talked about such a good look-ahead spot, whatever.
How about Tulane? Like, that was one that we liked the kid Pratt. He played well.
They had a tremendous comeback in that game. All right, Joe, 12 o'clock. South Carolina, East Carolina. This one, interesting. East Carolina opened as a 3-point favorite. This is now South Carolina minus 2.5. Wouldn't be shocked to see it hit 3 by the time the game kicks off. Joe, any thoughts on this one? South Carolina right now getting 84% of the bet, 79% of the money. ECU they opened 3.5, and now they are plus 2.5 everywhere universally. I think Holton Allers and that ECU team, they struggled in that second half against App State. They really did. But South Carolina is not App State. And I know that they're an SEC school, but they're a lower tier SEC school at this point. I'm not even sure if they have their starting quarterback back this week. We're gonna find out. It's apparently supposed to be a game time decision. So I don't know, dude. I feel like I'd probably take the better quarterback and the better team, which I think is ECU in this one.
Beamer ball, baby, right? Shane Beamer takes over. Obviously they. This kid Allers is pretty good.
He got offers to be a starting quarterback in multiple SEC schools.
So I don't know like what South Carolina is. I was actually, when I saw that they won, I was like, oh, interesting. What's the line again?
It is South Carolina minus 2.5. And again, we still have no idea of Luke Doughty yet. There are rumors that he'll return, but it could be Zeb Nolan again. And by the way, the rumors are out of South Carolina that Zeb Nolan beat Luke Doughty for the job, regardless of health or not. And they're only starting Doughty because Zeb Nolan was not supposed to be on the team. He was supposed to be a grad assistant. and then he ends up starting for them week one. So I'm very, very confused on what to do with this one. I lean ECU.
Give me South Carolina, PP. Wow. They have their defensive front so good.
Wow. I'm surprised. I mean, again, Eastern Carolina opened 3.5-point favorites. I think I'd roll with Allers and the better team. And
I'm not falling for that line and stuff.
I think the whole world is on South Carolina. I think that's a mistake. I think it's ECU. You know what? Give me ECU plus 2.5.
Oh,
PP.
We're battling it out here.
There you go. Joe and I are on opposite sides for the first time this year. 12 o'clock, Pittsburgh, Tennessee, Joe. Pittsburgh on the road in Tennessee, who did not cover against Bowling Green. They beat them by 32. Spread was 33. Pittsburgh's 3.5-point favorites on the road. On this one, Joe, what are your thoughts on this? Again,
these teams never play.
Never play. And this is, again, ACC on the road at SEC in Knoxville.
Both teams are 1-0. Panthers had throw 51 on UMass.
Yeah, it was quite an easy start to the season for them.
Joe Milton had 2 touchdowns.
He was, I just got to be honest with you, I watched that game again because I had Tennessee minus 33. That was bad. Tennessee is bad. Tennessee's quarterback there from Michigan, I'm blanking. You just said his name, I'm blanking on already. He's bad, dude. They cannot move the ball with Joe Milton, and they brought in Hendon Hooker you know, for a drive, because it doesn't look good with Milton. He was 11 of 23 for 139 yards against Bowling effing Green. Now it's against a pretty good Pitt Panthers defense and Kenny Pickett, who is a legitimately experienced super senior quarterback on the road. I don't like the ACC, but I lean Pittsburgh here, and I would lay the 3.5, I think.
I remember you loved Pittsburgh when we did our preseason picks. Tennessee's going to have home field advantage. Panthers, what, they got experience at quarterback, as you mentioned, better defense?
Joe Milton sucked last week against Bowling Green. Like, that is my terrifying call, and I'm not going to lock this up because, again, I'm down on the ACC on the road. But it won't surprise me if Pittsburgh goes in there today and beats them by double digits, honestly.
I think 31. I see a 31-24.
Any thoughts on the any
I
thoughts,
like Pitt.
Oh,
like
any thoughts on the total in the Pittsburgh game, the South Carolina game, or the Oregon game?
So like, I think the Pitt line is from 52 to 57. That's too high.
It's 56. Yeah, it's 56 right now.
The Pitt defense is very good. It's going to be a hostile environment.
I think if Tennessee wins, they actually have to score today. So I think if you like Tennessee, yeah. I think you're liking the over.
Yeah.
I didn't touch on the total on this one. Oregon, Ohio State. You like the over?
Over. Yep.
Okay.
And generally, Oregon struggles in these spots on the road.
So this is what I got to ask you. Do you think that Oregon's going to score enough? Because that is my concern with Oregon right now. Is how are they going to generate offense? You know, offensive scoring. You know, situations against this Ohio State.
Yeah, I think Ohio State's efficient and scores quick.
Yeah, they did.
Which will give Oregon the ball, which they'll find a squirrel always finds a nut here and there.
True.
Maybe back doors late in the game if they, you know, get out to a big lead.
And I'll give you this. We saw CJ Stroud, and he looks like he can throw the deep ball to the two. But, you know, again, the best wide receiver duo in college football.
He wasn't great at running, which he'll get better at.
I think that's an experience thing. You just kind of talked about. I think he'll grow into that.
By the way, Crystal Ball recruited the hell out of Stroud. He knows him.
But again, he goes with Anthony Brown, and we know Anthony Brown. He's a great ACC run first quarterback. I don't know what he does for you, you know, actually throwing wise against a team like Ohio State. I'd be terrified the back ducks today, even though the whole the public and the sharps are both on Ohio State there.
All right, let's do a 2-minute drill on a couple of these teams. Tulane, Morgan State. Tulane, 46.5. It's getting a lot of love.
That's a lot of points for a team that's coming off a very good performance. I'd pass.
Central Michigan is 37.5 versus Robert Morris.
And by the way, Tulane looking ahead to Ole Miss next week. Nice. Robert Morris, not great. And obviously, when CMU lays 37.5, that's really not a surprise. Central Michigan on the road at LSU next week. Chance they overlook this one. And, we'll see what happens there. I don't want to touch that one.
Florida, South Florida, at South Florida. 28 points. This should be a 4-touchdown win. Last time they played was years ago. September 11th, 2010. 38-14 was Florida played back then.
So this one opened 25 and got up to 29. There was a sharp group that actually took USF at 29 and bounced it back to 28. Now it's back to 28.5. I don't really have a great feel for this one. Florida, I mean, they didn't look great.
Yeah, I'd lay off this. Yeah. Generally, I fade South Florida. I don't know. Florida's one of those teams when they get a big number, they don't always hit.
They didn't. Again, Florida to me, are they facing Bama next week?
Let's see.
I think they are. Yeah, they're hosting Alabama next week. I mean, you want to talk about the look-ahead spots of all look-ahead spots. This is it. South Florida, however, shut out by NC State in their first game, the only team not to score a point in FBS football. I still cannot back Florida USF with the 29 points because, honestly, Florida might not have to prep. They could roll out of bed and cover that spread.
All right, let's get into Notre Dame-Toledo coming up next. And also, that game can be heard on the Sports Hub today. And how about Rutgers-Syracuse, who won last week, Dan? We'll get into those two games coming up next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Where you never have to hedge your bets.
Get it?
The DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, got 5 minutes here before we get to the top of the hour. Well, let's just knock one out again. BC, UMass, people are going to ask us about it. The line's off the board right now. It was 38, 37 and a half. I know Tom Morgan's got a nice little his pension on that one today. UMass is not playing their starting quarterback.
Yeah, he's out today. Do you know that these schools don't like each other? Is that like a thing?
I did not know that
until
well,
yesterday.
No, it's probably like a local thing. Like, oh, you went to UMass and I went to
Well, apparently Beadle said that these teams do not like each other, which I...
Yeah, but UMass doesn't like anyone.
Well, yeah,
and nobody likes BC.
No one likes you. Yeah, I was going to say no one likes either of them either. So, I don't know. I think 37 is a lot to be your in-state rival that you want to continuously play every couple of years to get a free W. I still think it's a lot to lay, but at the same time, they literally could not cover a single. They couldn't cover anyone in Pittsburgh last week. I think BC probably covers the number, but I don't want to touch it.
Yep.
There you go.
Of course.
PP for Tom Morgan over there.
Of course, Tom's got that one. And then I do want to get into this Notre Dame game, and I'm just trying to see if any... Oh, UConn, do they cover... Randy Etzel, out!
Yep.
That's not a good sign.
No, and
34 and a half?
It's a really big number. It's stuck around there all week for Purdue. I don't know. I think this is one where I'm probably just going to completely lay off the game. I don't have a great feel for it. Purdue's at Notre Dame next week. Like, again, it's another look-ahead spot for a lot of these big teams. I don't think Purdue covers the number, honestly. I think UConn scores, but I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm passing on that one.
Okay. Give me Rutgers, please. PP.
Yep.
Give me Rutgers -2.
Yep, Rutgers -2.
I am not falling for this Syracuse Tommy DeVito win over Ohio, even though I was shocked they beat Ohio 29-9.
Oh yeah, they dominated Ohio. I was on Ohio. I look very wrong. I gotta tell you, Joe, this is probably the biggest public trap there is out there.
Oh, it's there. Oh, as far as the trap goes, this has got Rutgers.
Syracuse opened as a 1-point favorite in this game. I am stunned that Rutgers might not win this game. I want nothing to do with this one. If it gets the 3 before game time, I might consider a little dabble on Syracuse, but I'm not touching this. I don't want to PP it. I want nothing to do with it. I have no idea why the line is like it is. Rutgers dominated last week. Maybe Syracuse is better than we think. Tommy DeVito is horrible. So we'll see. I want nothing to do with this. Zero.
All right. Notre Dame, Toledo. Toledo is one of the top MAC teams in the country.
Yep.
Notre Dame struggled last week. They won in overtime, though. I think they get back on track today. 17 is the line. The total is 55. Give me the over, baby. You know what? PP it.
All right.
Oh, my God. I'm just giving out PPs.
You are dropping PPs.
PPing everywhere.
PPing everything. Yeah, so I watched the
over.
I watched the show last night, Joe. The game day show where they give out the locks. Galloway and whatever the other guys. By the way, they're horrible. Those guys are the worst. Galloway likes Ohio State, Notre Dame. They were on every big favorite you could possibly find. Here's the problem with Notre Dame this week. They said on the show Notre Dame looked good. What? Notre Dame didn't look good. I didn't think that team looked good at all. I thought Florida State, for as mediocre of a team as they are, actually looked like the better team for a large majority of that game, especially when Mackenzie Milton came in. I don't know what they were watching. Jack Cohen threw for a lot, but a lot of it was yak. I was not a big fan of Notre Dame last week. I lean Toledo with the 17. This was 17.5 earlier this week. I like the 17.5 if it gets to that number.
Agreed. I think that Notre Dame getting a little overvalued against one of the top MAC teams in the country. We want to discuss every game today, and we will, but we do have to remember the 20th anniversary of 9/11, the tragic day in 2001, and the role sports played in the aftermath of those horrific events. We'll have a montage coming up for you right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub, and we'll have hour two of the DraftKings Over-Under Show coming up next.
Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts.
We have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
And then all of a sudden, I thought it sounded kind of loud, and then I looked up, and all of a sudden, it smashed right dead into the center of the World Trade Center.
We now have two passenger planes within 18 minutes of each other smashing into the World Trade Center.
And we also have a report now that it was a plane that crashed into the Pentagon, and we have a large fire at the Pentagon. The Pentagon is being evacuated.
A great people has been moved to defend a great nation. Terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings, but they cannot touch the foundation of America.
We have closure? No. No, the heinous acts of terrorism last Tuesday will be with us for as long as we all shall live. Yes, baseball will go on. It won't be the same. It'll be a long time before it's the same. But sports has always been a diversion from our everyday problems, and in this case, from a national tragedy.
Tribute here at Shea Stadium, somber at the appropriate moments, and also at other appropriate moments, it had the sense of a revival, chants of USA from the crowd here at Shea.
President Bush is going to come, and he's going to throw out the first pitch. Derek Jeter comes up to him.
Hey, Prez, how are you doing? Good, Derek. That's good luck tonight. Thank you, sir. And he's walking out, and he looks over his shoulder, and he says, "Don't bounce it. They'll boo you."
Patriot right guard Joe Andruzzi's thoughts certainly involved his three brothers, Billy, Jimmy, and Mark, who are all New York City firefighters, and his dad, Bill, a retired New York City policeman, all honorary captains for today's game.
The American flag still being held in the middle of the field from 35-yard line to 35-yard line by the Patriots cheerleaders. To our side of the field, a color guard with the colors, Massachusetts State Trooper Dan Clark, a former Marine, is out there. He will be singing our national anthem. We have soldiers, sailors, Marines, Air Force, police officers, state police, and firefighters. Now, America the Beautiful, a moment of silence, and then our national anthem. Let's listen.
For amber waves of green, for the land of the free, and the
all of a sudden, listening to the Star Spangled Banner took on a lot more meaning than it had for a lot of people prior to that.
America!
Kick is on the way, and it is good!
Are the cornerstones of our country. We are all patriots.
None of us will ever forget this day. Yet we go forward to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world. Thank you, and God bless America.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Kings Over Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, second hour, DraftKings Over Under Show. We'll get into week one of the NFL coming up in just a bit, but going to knock out the rest of this college football slate. We try to talk about every game, and we're probably going to do that going forward on our podcast. But a couple of games we haven't talked about yet. Wyoming, Northern Illinois, Dan, a kind of a yawner for some people, but 7-point spread. Both teams 1-0 this year. Wyoming's got that good running game and that defense as well. And Northern Illinois struggled a year ago as well. I'm not really on a side, but I see 44.5. And I know NIU had that two-quarterback system a year ago. 44 seems low to me in that one.
It does, but NIU just upset Georgia Tech outright. Wyoming comes off a slim, and I mean slim, win against Montana State, 19-16. I didn't think Montana looked very good in that game, and this spread opened at 4. I know it's up to 7. I just think that's too much, in my opinion. I also agree with the under, Joe. I think that under 44 in this one is the right side. I think this is going to be a very defensive game. I'm not going to PP anything, but I do lean NIU in the under. I just think 7, I think anything over 7, I might look at actually playing NIU.
Yeah, Jeff Sims got hurt a week ago for Georgia Tech, but
he should be back.
Rocky Lombardi, remember that name from Michigan State?
Nope.
Oof, I hate to say it. I kind of like Wyoming in this spot, but Not going to.
I don't think I'm going to play this side. I think the under on this one, 44, under 44 is the right side.
How about Virginia Tech off their upset win? They host Mid-Tennessee State.
So Virginia Tech, this is going to be another look-ahead spot, you know, in general. They're on the road in Morgantown against West Virginia next week. Again, not a huge game for them, but still, 20 points is a lot for a team coming off a really big emotional victory, and I can't imagine that home field advantage is going to be the same against Middle Tennessee State as it was against UNC. And Mid-Tennessee State coming off a pretty impressive victory over Monmouth, 50-15. It looks like they finally figured out maybe their quarterback situation, which is, you know, a good thing. I actually lean Mid-Tennessee State in this one.
Wow.
I think that they'll get it done with Bailey Hawkman, the former NC State quarterback there. So I think they cover.
I see 35-21. What do we got there? Is that not? That's not going to cover.
Yeah, I think Mid Tennessee State covers the 20 for sure.
All right. What else?
Not we for got sure, here? But that's in my mind. I'm saying
small game. Ohio off a loss, 28.5 point favorites against Duquesne. Not sure if I would.
Give me Duquesne plus 28.
Ooh.
PP, if you don't mind that.
Time. Not bad, baby.
Yeah, so Ohio is playing on a short week next week on the road at Lafayette, and Duquesne, another pretty underrated FCS football team, in my opinion. Now, they got absolutely demolished by TCU last week. So TCU beat them 45-3. That being said, Duquesne, in my opinion, was pretty, pretty good against a bunch of these FCS schools. They beat Bryant. They beat LIU. They beat Sacred Heart. They beat Wagner. They actually went 4-0 in the preseason. They are in the season. They lose in the FCS playoffs to Sacred Heart in overtime. I think that Duquesne covers this 28 because Ohio in a terrible look-ahead spot, short week against a conference rival. So, against a ranked opponent that's also a Group of Five team. Big game for them. I'm gonna take Duquesne here with the points. 28's too much.
Florida Atlantic, Nkosi Perry. we all remember that him, right, from Miami.
Yep.
They take on Georgia Southern, who rushed for 365 yards last week. And Florida Atlantic defense that couldn't, I don't know how great they are these days, but
I mean they did a pretty decent job against Florida. They did, or at least I thought they did. Obviously they covered that number.
I see a tight game here.
I think Georgia Southern covers this game. Triple option. You got to prepare for that after facing Florida, very physical team. You get another physical team back to back, and you know, I think this is going to be a little bit different offensively, ball control. I think Georgia Southern covers the now 7.5 point spread. And I don't love it, but I think that they do. I think that that's the way it would go. I would also maybe lean the under that one. I can see that being for Atlantic not needing to score as much. By the way, we missed the 1 o'clock game quickly. I want to touch on that.
Okay.
Minnesota, Miami, Ohio. Minnesota 18 point favorites in this one. Obviously coming off that loss, no Ibrahim as he has a torn Achilles. He's out for the season. That's a pretty big loss for Minnesota to suffer early on in the season. You know what I mean? So I don't know what you have any thoughts on this one, Joe, because Miami Ohio just got absolutely spanked by Cincinnati.
They're going to bounce back a little bit, but no, Minnesota showed well last week, and I know they'll be without Ibrahim, but I think they'll be. They should win that game. Oof, I don't know if I touched that on a line though.
18. I'm passing on it. I don't feel great about either side. I think it's a tough one.
Here's kind of an interesting game: UAB Georgia. Right, Georgia. Obviously, you mentioned is going to be without JT Daniels. Might be without JT Daniels.
I believe that he was downgraded to doubtful at this point. I'd be stunned if they played him in this game.
And was it Tyler Johnston? Is that the kid's name from UAB?
Yep.
So I watched them beat Jackson State 31-0 that night. Their defense was good. I know they played against an FCS team, but that's a good FCS team. Georgia should not take this game lightly by any means. I don't know if the defense will be as good as it was a week ago. For UAB, but like, What's the line on here? 31-21.
So I'll get the line 20? For you exactly. It's 22.5 now because it looks like JT Daniels is not going to play. This number on this game, by the way, opened 26.5, got up to 28.5 real quick, and then obviously JT Daniels ruled out. There are a lot of 24.5s yesterday. People took now it's down to 22.5. I think Georgia scores enough. They are able to move the ball a little bit offensively today, even without JT Daniels. But again, what they did against Clemson, neither of those teams were able to score offensively, which, you know, bodes well for defense. UAB, I think, shows very well on defense. It's going to be a backup for Georgia. I think I would like Georgia with JT Daniels in there, but I think that UAB covers this big number.
I wouldn't trust an emotional win, yeah, right? Playing against a good team that you shouldn't look down on.
Yep.
Three touchdowns might be too much.
Yeah.
It could be the difference, but that 22.5, I don't like that number.
Yeah. I'd be in on a play on UAB if Georgia was playing something great last week. They're hosting South Carolina. So, again, conference game, yes, but not exactly something you really have to prep for or whatever. So I'm, yeah, hard pass.
Okay, I want Buffalo to beat Nebraska so bad.
I do too, and I'm on Buffalo at 13.5. But I gotta be honest with you. The longer the week goes, the less I like this play. I still like Buffalo. I think this game will end up actually closing around 13.5 or whatever. But I'm I feel like maybe I'm just underrating Nebraska because of week one, the way they started against Fordham. I feel like there's a chance they come and roll Buffalo. I'm starting to regret my play on Buffalo just a little bit here. So
I see a, they, what is it, 14 points? Oh man, I think it's gonna be closer than that.
Could be. I'm not buying off. I'm being a man. I'm riding it, but I don't love it. I'm perfectly honest.
I'd love to see them get upset. Frost would get canned right away.
Me too. I would love that too.
A couple of good games as we get in more into 3:30. Now, Ball State, Penn State, whatever you want to say about it. Ball State's a competitive team, but Penn State off a big win. I think defensively they should take care of business against a team like Ball State. But you know, how do they respond? Do they, you know, a home game, and they, you know, they, because Ball State has 23 starters back from a year ago.
Yep.
Penn State is 27-3 against the MAC all time. So they eat up on MAC teams.
They do, and it's why I'm not gonna play it. However, Penn State has a look at this is a sandwich spot, which is a spot that I usually like to play, but Ball State was terrible against Western Illinois. Now, last week they beat them by 10. Now that could have been a look ahead, but until Ball State proves that they're better than what they showed last week, I'm not going to play them even a sandwich spot with Penn State, you know, hosting Auburn or facing Auburn next week. I'm not touching that. So to me, this is one I don't touch. I think 22 is right around the number. I think I'm just going to let it be, but I understand why. I think you're going to see Ball State be a popular dog pick today because it is a sandwich spot for Penn State.
Cal favorites last week, lose to Nevada, go on the road this week and are an 11.5-point underdogs at TC.
Yeah,
the TCU makes no sense to me.
It's a really big number and a spread that I don't understand. I think everyone's going to be on TCU at the end of the day. Or sorry, at Cal at the end of the day. It really makes no sense. This number got up to 12.5 before it was finally bet back down to 12, 11.5 here. I'm going to pass. I mean, there's Cal is probably the right side. Like, they're probably being underrated here. The line just looks so big to me. Honestly, it scares me. So,
okay. Navy has struggled, Dan, opening games back to back years. They play Air Force today, and you know what? PP, Air Force -6. Tell me I'm wrong. Did they look ahead?
I'm disagreeing with you.
Did Navy look ahead? What happened here?
I'm disagreeing with you.
Because that Air Force defense looked good.
I don't. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what happened in the Navy game. I got no explanation.
Dude, their offense held the ball for 40 minutes.
I know.
And they lost.
I got no explanation for that game. I have zero explanation for that game. They scored 7 points.
Give me the coach's name again. Niamatalolo?
Niamatalolo.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll just give that one every
Honestly, I want nothing to do with this game. I think Navy somehow covers this game because it's huge, but like I can also see Air Force rolling them by 50. I want nothing. I want nothing to do with it.
Oh, I love these games.
I understand why you like Air Force. I do. And it's square. It's a square Joe Murray play. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
but it's also probably one of those square Joe Murray plays that you win.
So. Oh, yeah. Oh, very, very square.
Yeah,
all right. Very square. Let's breeze through these ones. Temple, okay. Akron. Does Temple get their first win today?
Honestly, they should, but they were so putrid against Rutgers. These two teams might be similar about how bad they are. I got nothing for you. I actually lean Akron with the points.
Cincinnati needs to cover and win. So 37 points today. I don't know if they win 40-0 against the Murray State.
Who do they have next week? I believe they have Indiana next week. Yep, on the road in Indiana. This is a look-ahead spot.
Ahead.
So I think that's why that number is so small. Mm. Wouldn't shock me if Murray State put up, a touchdown or two, backdoor that. Nah, I'm passing.
How about Alabama, 53.5 versus Mercer?
So
Who's Alabama got next week?
Well, they have Florida.
Florida.
Okay. Yeah, they're hosting Florida. So, again, this is the type of game
Alabama first half?
It doesn't matter. Alabama first half is the trend. Alabama could roll out of bed and beat Mercer by 70. The problem is, when do they pull their starters? That's the real question. If you want to bet Bama, it's first half. If you want to bet Mercer, full game. I want nothing to do with this one again. Another one. By the way, total in this one's 59.5. Alabama spread 53.5. That means you're looking at a 6-point team total for Mercer.
Oof. All right, and then there's obviously a couple other games. Southern Alabama, I know you were looking at that game, Dan, earlier.
I already have a play on that. Southern Alabama at -13.5. I like that play. I'm going to roll with that play. Bowling Green, I know they covered the spread against Tennessee last week, and I know they're home, but this is still one of the worst teams in FBS, and I'm not going to feel bad about doing this. I'm sure somehow Bowling Green may somehow win this game. But South Alabama kicked booty last week. I like them again here. I think they win. I think they win, and I think they win convincingly. It's not like they have a look at they host Alcorn State next week. So good spot, too. I think they're going to dominate Bowling Green here.
Just a weird game, Texas A&M Colorado at Colorado. I don't know if Texas A&M's ever played at that elevation before.
So this would be a SEC to Pac-12 game if this wasn't a neutral field. It's technically in Denver. So while it's not technically a neutral field because it's obviously in Colorado, this is a neutral site game, and kind of, in my opinion. Texas A&M fans will probably travel well. I don't know. This is going to be one where I think I'm just going to pass on the game.
Total
well.
Over 50 points. Oh, man, I see that over.
I do, too, but there's a reason I think it's at that number.
Yep.
I think I go under in this one, actually. I think Texas A&M's defense is going to stifle Colorado. I don't know how many points are going to be scored in this one, to be honest with you. I think I go under here.
All right, and I know we got South Carolina, East Carolina earlier today.
We talked about that.
And then we have, was it Clemson? Playing SC State.
Yeah, Clemson.
50 burger?
49.5. They're 49-point favorite. I got nothing on this one, Joe.
Yeah, I wouldn't even.
Again, it's one of those, when do they pull their starters? They're hosting GT next week, or Georgia Tech, I mean. So.
And then just getting these out of the way. West Virginia's a 48.5-point favorite. Yeesh.
46. They are 46-point favorite. Yeah, 46-point favorite for West Virginia right now.
Western Michigan loses last week to Michigan. They're 11-point favorites again this week against Illinois State. Nothing. And then Gardner-Webb. Charlotte won. Actually, they looked pretty good, even though Duke stunk but won last night. So maybe Charlotte's a little bit better than maybe they're better this year. But
Will Healy in that offense. Pretty
I good. Wouldn't touch 23.5 ever with them.
Nope.
The same with Lamar and Texas San Antonio. They're 38-point favorites. San Antonio.
I mean, they were big last week. They came up with a big win outright on the road at Illinois. Good reason to lay 38 here with Lamar, 37.5 pass.
Portland State, Washington State. Portland State, by the way, covered against Hawaii. They put up points last week. Yeah, I don't know why Washington State's minus 31.
This is a good get back on track game for Washington State. However, they're hosting USC next week, so not exactly maybe the best time to lay 31 with a team coming off a loss. If they weren't facing USC next week, I might PP them. So.
Marshall, again, destroyed last week. 43.5 point favorites this week against NCC. Yeesh. Not sure I want to touch that one.
43 points. Hard pass on that.
Same thing with UCF, man. I was impressed with that defense late in the game there. 45.5. I don't know if I'd touch that number today. Those are all big numbers. And then Houston might make the list for me. And we might be 3 weeks in, and Houston, list. And they play Rice today. All right, Dan, we got to break this one down. I want to get in the NFL, and then we'll do the 7 to 10 o'clock games later on in the show here. But Iowa State, it's the second biggest game of the day. It might even be the best game of the day. Who knows? Iowa impressed me last week. They were really good. Remember this game? Was it 2 years ago? 18-17 came right down to the final here. This is a rivalry game. Brock Purdy probably playing his last time against Iowa here.
I don't think he's ever beaten them, has he?
No, but Petras has been good. Say he's not flashy, he doesn't do anything great, and Goodson's a nice little running back. He really is. So I feel like Iowa at times is just we're going to run it down you, you're going to know what we're going to throw, and you're going to have to try to beat us. Where I just think Iowa State has a little bit more talent.
They do. They can also run the football. I know they struggled last week, which was very surprising, but Breece Hall and that Iowa State team, in my opinion, are still fantastic. Everyone's going to love Iowa this week, and I know they're going to be that public dog with fleas. I like Iowa State. Our boy Sam Panjanovic already took them at, was it 3.5 or 4? I can't remember what he had them at. But anyways, I lean Iowa State heavy. I'm not going to PP it because I feel like we've given out a lot here. But I like Iowa State. I'd probably roll that way.
If we were looking at how the two teams played a week ago, I'd go Iowa. And that's exactly why I look at it and say this week.
It's probably Iowa State. Iowa State, in my opinion, is the right side in that one. And by the way, I would also go. I would also look at the over in that. By the over, very sharp in this one. Open 43.5 up to 46 already.
Veteran quarterbacks here. Good coaching. Tough place to play. This is going to be a good game, man. 4:30 today.
I mean, see. The cornfield battle, man.
This is one of the big ones. Hey, we'll get into our week one of the NFL, and let's not forget we got a couple of more college football plays but from 7 to 11, and we're going to touch on everything before we get out of here. It's the DraftKings Over-Under Show.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
DraftKings Over Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, second hour, DraftKings Over Under Show. We'll get into week one of the NFL coming up in just a bit, but going to knock out the rest of this college football slate. We try to talk about every game, and we're probably going to do that going forward on our podcast. But a couple of games we haven't talked about yet. Wyoming, Northern Illinois, Dan. A kind of a yawner for some people, but 7-point spread. Both teams 1-0 this year. Wyoming's got that good running game and that defense as well. And Northern Illinois struggled a year ago as well. I'm not really on a side, but I see 44.5. And I know NIU had that two-quarterback system a year ago. 44 seems low to me in that one.
It does, but NIU just upset Georgia Tech outright. Wyoming comes off a slim, and I mean slim, win against Montana State, 19-16. I didn't think Montana looked very good in that game, and this spread opened at 4. I know it's up to 7. I just think that's too much, in my opinion. I also agree with the under, Joe. I think that under 44 in this one is the right side. I think this is going to be a very defensive game. I'm not going to PP anything, but I do lean NIU in the under. I just think 7. I think anything over 7, I might look at actually playing NIU.
Yeah, Jeff Sims got hurt a week ago for Georgia Tech, but
he should be back.
Rocky Lombardi, remember that name from Michigan State?
Yep.
Oof, I hate to say it. I kind of like Wyoming in this spot, but I'm not going to.
I don't think I'm going to play his side. I think the under on this one, 44, under 44 is the right side.
How about Virginia Tech off their upset win? They host Mid-Tennessee State.
So Virginia Tech, this is going to be another look-ahead spot, you know, in general. They're on the road in Morgantown against West Virginia next week. Again, not a huge game for them, but still. 20 points is a lot for a team coming off a really big emotional victory, and I can't imagine.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.